Psalm number 47 is where we sing this evening. The Psalm 47 verses 1 to 9.
All people clap your hands to God, with voice of triumph shout. For the God is Lamb, for God's hand, great thing he has shown now. The heathen people and the rest, he surely shall subdue.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we need constantly to be reminded of the teaching in the psalm that we have been singing, raising our voices in happy thanksgiving and praise giving to God who has done so many good things for us. We acknowledge, Lord, that we live in an unthankful age. We live in an unthinking age. We live in an age in which God is not only not in all our thoughts, he is hardly in any of our thoughts. We are occupied, O God, with the problems of life and the privileges of life and with the attempt to make the best of life, knowing that life is brief and uncertain, eternity is near, and eternity is either a foolish fantasy or it is the ultimate seriousness. And so as we gather here this evening, we pray that we would remember the psalms that we are singing and that we would give praise to God and raise our voices as expressions of the innermost desires of our hearts, that God should be honored with humility and gratitude and not simply secretly within our own inner man, but expressed in our lips and in our lives, day by day, never ending, never forgotten, never ignored, never rejected. We give thanks above all for the gospel and for Jesus Christ. He is the gospel. No gospel without him. No gospel would ever make sense without him. And he has come as the very embodiment of the good news of the reconciliation of sinners through the death of the cross and the new life of the resurrection and the promise of his coming. So we look back, O God, over the year that has gone. We look to the year that is to come. And we look back over all our years. And we say with the psalmist, the Lord of us hath mindful been, and he will bless us still. So help us to gather here this evening around the word and learn what God the Lord would say to us yet again. This, O God our Father, is for the glory of God's name, the doing of God's will, the coming of God's kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son, we pray. Amen.
Now we're going to read in the letter of Paul to the Colossians in chapter 1 and reading the whole of the chapter. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come unto you as it is in all the world, and brings forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. As you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father who has made us suitable or equipped to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers, or all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, stay grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. And we shall continue to sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 48 and verses 1 to 9.
Great is the